1.21 gigawatts. Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power?
I study nuclear science. I love my classes. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
Continue our conversation about our tour at the Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant. We have our office manager, Jen Gura, in with us talking about our experience out there. I don't know about you, but the whole time I felt this industry feels a lot like air travel.
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, there was an acronym for everything you did. I mean, as you're going along, it was, you know,
RCAs, CAs, RPs, PWPs, SRDs, EPZs.
Yeah, exactly.
L-S-O-U-S-E.
Right? Yeah, you would have to spend, you know, do a whole semester of schooling just to learn the acronyms. But yeah, it just there were just buttons and knobs for everything everywhere, and it was
walking
fantastic.
Into the belly of the beast, you know, it had this big steel door, like you would feel like you're walking into a shuttle getting ready to take off. You go into the control center at the end of the tour where they monitor all the systems. That felt like an air traffic control room. We got a tour a couple years ago out and got to go up in the tower at Luke Air Force Base. And this setup and the controls and all felt very similar.
Yeah, having gone through the air traffic management degree program at ASU, I mean, I agree, it does. It felt like that. It felt like going through, sitting there at the simulators, there was a lot going on.
They simulated a bad scenario for us so we could hear what the alarm system sounds like. And as it continues to elevate, the alarms increase. And we've got an audio recording of that we'll play. But you know, the funny thing about all those alarms is it's not like a 007 or a Spaceballs or a Dr. Evil type scenario where when it gets to zero, the whole thing's going to blow up. What happens, the system is designed to shut itself off. So instead of this big kaboom at the end, it's boom.
Slow, you know, shutdown. Slow, very controlled shutdown, not a catastrophe that ruins lives.
Well, and what happens at that shutdown is then the diesel generators kick in, and they've got enough fuel there, hundreds of thousands of gallons, that would then just kick on and take over the system while they fixed whatever made it shut down. And they've got enough fuel there that lasts for weeks. There's not a lot of problems with their redundancies. They couldn't name one that they couldn't resolve in a couple weeks' time where they would ever run out of diesel gas. So it, again, just the backups to the backups to the backups is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like you said, backups to the backups. I mean, everything. They had scenarios. We even asked them, like, worst-case scenarios. They said they've been through them all, and they've even started going through, you know, hypothetical, this isn't even physically possible, but just in case aliens invaded, this is what we do.
It's on 6.5 acres. It generates 32 million megawatts. To generate that type of electricity with solar, have to be done while the sun's shining, which is half the day. It's still a good portion of time, but it doesn't compensate for the peak use, which is late evenings when everyone's getting home. And the amount of land mass you would need to generate that with solar is about the size of Phoenix, Scottsdale combined. So you would just talk about solar fields for hundreds of square miles. And even if you did that, you put a solar rooftop on the top of every home in Phoenix and Scottsdale, you're nowhere near the amount of solar panels you would need, because look at all the space between our homes, the easements, the roadways, parks, businesses, parking lots. I mean, every square inch of that would have to be covered to compensate for it. And the amount of waste, nuclear waste, that's stored there on site in these large concrete pillars that are insulated with helium to keep it dry. One person in Arizona living a full average life of 70 years old, the amount of nuclear waste that's generated for that one person is equivalent to
a soda can.
I think I could live with that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, Jen Gura, thank you for joining us on tour, helping making it happen, and sharing some of your thoughts about the feedback to Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant. We put together a blog for that as well. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com. It's not on the homepage because it's not a featured of our content. It's just an additional blog. So just click on the blog, and it's the second posting there. They've got a diagram there that we took from inside the control center that shows a very Reader's Digest version of how it works. And the funniest part of that entire tour, and we won't name names to protect the guilty, but there was a Rosie on the House staff member that in the beginning, when the executives walked in and thank you for being here, here's what's going to happen today, one of them said, and my water heater is not heating water. Is there anybody in this room that can help me with that? And somebody from Rosie on the House.
Wasn't you, wasn't me.
We won't name names.
All right.
Pipes in from the back and said, you're on the wrong APS rate plan. Join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Back after this with our weekly home maintenance how-to.